I thought we had a good practice today. And I know, that's what I said after the game. I think I was looking forward most to getting back onto the practice field and starting to work towards this week's game. And I thought we were productive. We had good meetings this morning. Felt like, everybody was sharp in our walkthrough. And then we got out onto the practice field, and I felt like we had a productive day and got better. And now we've got a chance to review it, put in some more, and keep moving forward. So I thought it was a good start to the week.
The last game is, taking that, you had the turnover issue there kind of come up. Is it a matter of just trying to get a clean game out there on the field?
Yeah, I think so. I think you don't want to put yourself in a position where you shoot yourself in the foot. I think we've had opportunities where we've moved the ball, got it to the plus side of 50, and not come away with points. And I think that's got to be a point of emphasis for us moving forward is, when we get those opportunities and we're driving the ball, we have to come away with points. It's that simple. We have to find a way to get the ball into the end zone. And when it's not there, we've got to make good decisions and take the 3 points.
Matt, human nature, it would seem like you would get a little bit down on yourself, to a certain degree, even if you bounce back quickly thereafter. But, how do you avoid not getting down on yourself, considering the way that the turnovers have kind of come in bunches lately?
Yeah, I think that's one of the tougher things of being a professional is being able to keep believing that you're going to do it, even when you haven't had the production that you want, maybe in the last 3 or 4 weeks. For me personally, though, I think there's been a lot of production throughout the years that you can fall back on. And there's a lot of guys in our building that have made plays for a long time. And even our young guys, have made plays at every level in their life and can draw back on those experiences. But, I also think that it comes down to, it's making that one play here or there that kind of gets the momentum going. And then we can find a way to get the ball in the end zone and keep rolling. But you got to keep, you got to keep your head down as an athlete. You got to keep working. You got to keep grinding and making sure that you're putting in all of the work that you possibly can during the week to give yourself a chance to go out there and play great on Sunday.
Getting Devontae back is obviously a big deal, just what he's meant to you and this offense. He's shown a great deal in the receiving game as well.
Absolutely. I think Devontae is a huge part not only of our offense but of our team. He's been extremely productive for us this year. I think Tevin's done a nice job. He showcased, how talented he is. But the addition of Devontae and his versatility, our ability to use him in all facets of the game, I think is huge for us. And so we'll see where he's at as the week moves on. But, hopefully we'll be able to get him back.
Matt, how important is it for veteran players to speak their mind in situations like this and to step up and have a say?
Well, yeah, sure. I think it's, I think that's a good part of a team, is to have good, solid leadership guys, that voice stuff to get it all going in the same direction. That's the key for all of us to be on the same page and to be moving in the same direction. And we are. And I think we have been all year. We haven't played as well as we would like. That's as simple as it is. We've had opportunities. We haven't gotten it done. But I think we've been tight all year. And I think there's been a lot of communication, whether it be coaching staff and players, players to players, players to coaches. I think that's been really good all year. Our execution just hasn't been as good as we would like. And I think everybody's on board with that. I think everybody understands that we've got to play well.
Tampa Bay's Gerald McCoy, what problems does the All-Pro present for you guys?
Well, he's a great player. Obviously, we've gone against him a number of times and know how talented he is. He's extremely physical. He's great against the run. He's great in the pass game. From a three-technique position, for him to be able to create as much pass for us as he does, there's only a few guys like that in the league. And so we have to account for where he's at all the time, whether it be in the run game or in our pass protections. And we'll have a great plan to try and do the best we can against him.
And Quan Alexander, he kind of jumped off last game up here. What do you see from him in that second line of their defense?
Yeah, I think him and Levante David are really, really good players. And I think their front their front four ties into their second level really well. I think they spill, you know, runs into their linebackers as good as anybody. And you know, they don't do a lot of different things in their scheme. But what they do very well. And I think that allows their guys to play fast and free. And certainly their linebackers have done a great job.
Matt, in that scheme, you know, they'll give up some yards. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. You saw that in the first game. But I think last year you were able to get Julio down the field against them. Can you do that? Can you get more down the field plays starting this week?
Hopefully. You know, I think that's one, you know, the more explosives you can create in a game, you know, that's one of the goals on offense all the time is to try and create those big plays. Whether they come to Julio or whether we find other ways to get the ball down the field, that's important. They do a great job within their scheme of trying to keep things in front and making you methodically go down the field. But that's part of what we work on all week is to try and find ways to go out there and attack their defense. And, you know, I think we'll have a good plan. We'll be ready to go.
I know that's not Roddy's role anymore, but can Hardy be a guy like that that can get down the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think Hardy can. I think Roddy can at certain times too. You know, if we get into the right spots, the right coverages, Roddy can still make a ton of plays. I thought he played really well for us last week.
Chris Conte back there for him, how does he fit into that? Back into that defense.
He's a veteran player, a guy that's been in that scheme for a long time and understands what he needs to do in that scheme. So I think, you know, the more guys they have that understand how to play that defense, you see it coming out. I mean, they're playing it really disciplined and doing a great job.
And last game, the, you know, the Tammy connection was good for you, 10 of 103, I believe. Try to compensate to the, hey, they're going to probably try to take some of that away or try to get it again, or how you do that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think going into it, obviously, you know, Jacob was a huge part of what we did against them last time. How they played us dictated where that ball was going to go. And so we'll see. You know, we'll see how the game shakes out, if they want to change some things about how they defended us last time or if they're going to be similar. You don't see them change a lot week to week. I mean, they do what they do and they do it well. So we'll have all our guys ready to go and you know, we'll just see how the ball kind of, how it finds different guys throughout the game on Sunday.
And Levine, could you speak to the dirty work he's doing as a blocker in the outside zone scheme?
Levine's been awesome this year. In the run game, I mean, it's so important to get that edge set, you know, when you're running the outside zone. And he's been awesome at it for us and really happy for him. I think he's done a great job and found a really good role for us and has been really productive in that role.
11 games into the season, how would you describe your level of comfort, familiarity, and whatnot in the offense?
You know what? I mean, we've made mistakes. There's no doubt about it. I've made, you know, a number of mistakes this year. There's no doubt about that. But, I feel very comfortable with what we're doing. And very good about where we're at. I need to clean up, you know, one or two things a game and eliminate those things. And I think if we can do that, we're going to play at a really high clip.
Where are you at? This is probably your tougher stretch since year two. How are you dealing with, you know, things personally?
I'm good. You know, I think, you know, there's ups and downs all the time, whether it's in life, whether it's in your career, whatever it is. And, you know, I feel like, you just have to keep hammering away at it, and you've got to keep working as hard as you possibly can, doing everything that I know helps to be successful. And that's what I put, you know, that's what I put my mind to when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I trust in my ability, and I know that, you know, I'm going to play well as we move forward.
Despite these past few games, Lovie Smith said earlier when I talked to him that he knows that you're still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. How do you respond to him?
He's very nice to say that, and I mean, I have a lot of respect for him as a coach, having played against him, not only here in Tampa, but also in Chicago. And, you know, he's always been tough to go against, that's for sure. So it's, you know, always nice to hear people say something like that.